Helaman chapter 2. In this chapter, Helaman, the son of Helaman, is made the new chief judge. And again, we can say to a degree that the people do recognize that they would like to have their religious leader be the head of government, or a man that is closer to God would be best to be their religious leader. So they do have some desires to turn to God, but again, I think they're looking to have their leaders or men turn to God rather than that them do it themselves. And we will continue to see that the people really are not themselves turning to God. They're hoping that some man will. And in a lot of cases here, we'll also see that again the son of Helaman does not profess to work by the spirit of prophecy and revelation either, and so we're not having the strongest spiritual leaders. But nonetheless, the important thing of this chapter is that we begin to learn of the Gadianton robbers, and we learn of them because of the man who had killed Pahoran's son was now tried to kill Helaman, and one of Helaman's servants finds out their plans and kills him before he can kill Helaman. Well, what then happens is that Gadianton then takes over this secret combination who desired to get the authority of the land and get power in the land. And the thing here is that we learn about what is then referred to as the Gadianton robbers. And it says, and that becomes a word for those who engage in secret combinations and use the oaths and covenants of Satan. And the important thing here is their purpose and how they act and what they do is described. And it says that the Gadianton robbers are what caused the overthrow of the entire Nephite people in the end. And then we have the story of Jared and the people of Jared at the end of the Book of Mormon. And that's what caused their complete overthrow and complete destruction. And today we are completely overran by the Gadianton robbers in our government, and to the point that we can never even consider killing a man who did not stand up for freedom. Notice again that what we're receiving in verse 2 is we're receiving an explanation of the wicked thing that we're to fight against. Meaning, we saw that when you're righteous, we'll call it righteous according to men, or in standing up for freedom. Then in verse 1, we see that anyone who slightly comes in the rebellion of that or tries to overthrow the liberty of the land, and that is personal liberty, then they are immediately put to death. And then in this chapter here, we're learning about those who desire to have power and authority and how they do not uphold the law, and they take oaths to let them do whatever they feel like. But again, their desire is for the opposite of freedom, meaning it is for power and authority. Again, understand that clearly. The opposite of freedom is power and authority. You do not impose freedom. That is the problem with most of the great freedom organizations of our day that claim to stand up for the Constitution. They want to be given great power and authority themselves to uphold the Constitution. It is a contradiction of terms, and we see here again that the seeking of power and authority is exactly the goal, and this is in verse 5, the goal of these secret combinations or the Gadianton groups. And again, that is not how we establish freedom. We establish freedom by ensuring through proper law and proper punishment, meaning execution of that law, that freedom, individual freedom, is upheld, and that is strictly, as it says, strictly enforced. And we've seen that in two different chapters, and the Lord has made that clear. It is difficult because of that people, especially today, do not want to listen. Just like when the Gadianton robbers in control in their day, they did not want to listen. Now, let's go over here to verse 8, where it exactly again explains this band or these Gadianton robbers. They said they wanted to murder, to rob, and to gain power. And we say, oh well, our leaders don't rob. they make laws to take your taxes and redistribute it to their friends and so on and so forth, and those who join in there, we'll call them, and they rename their groups special interest groups, and they have all their combinations. They do this, they then take your money, but because they do it with nice suits on and they have great pride in doing it, we sit and act like as if, well, these are great men, and that's not robbery. Again, we the devil likes to make it sound like robbery is that is a minority person who runs around in shabby clothes with a knife in his hand, and that's they create these images. And again, they wanted to rob. And how did they want to rob? It said they wanted to get the power and authority of the land. They wanted to be the chief judge. And once they were the chief judge, they'd take from the people, just like Noah did when he was the king. That's what these men want. They want to take. They want to take your money, and they want power. And again, there is. And we don't have a leader in our government that doesn't have on his mind having power and authority. And they're always talking about give. We need more power for the president. We need more power for this guy. And this guy has great power. That's all they talk about in our government is power. We are totally ran by the very concept of secret combinations. And there is an even greater secret combination that President Benz has told us about that we don't see, that is seeking the complete overthrow of the world. And again, they said that this band will murder. My goodness, we repeated in a previous chapter. We fought a Vietnam War and 50,000 people died for these secret combinations just to play their little political games. They weren't even in a war or even declaring it or caring about what was going on. All they were doing, they would sacrifice 50,000 lives. But again, we say, well, this was a war. It was called Vietnam War, and we act like as if that's condoned. But in the hearts of these men, they didn't care about the lives of them. All you have to do is put the right package on something, and all of a sudden these leaders, in order to maintain their power and so forth, they don't care about these lives. So if you don't understand and believe that that this is going on, then you haven't also been studying Ethiopia, where in Ethiopia the people are starving to death because of the political power there that will not let this food in. And it's the same through here, the control of the agricultural by the secret combinations and the bankers and so forth to control the prices of food. Then they hamper the great production of food and instead of having it more freely given and so forth. But everything is under control, and when it's under control, people are losing their lives daily because of this. And we all say, well, no, it means just like it did here, only when a guy wants to sneak, when one of their leaders themselves sneak up and stick the knife in their back. And it'd be good for a person to learn that these secret combinations started at the time of Christ. Didn't start at the time. It started at the time of Satan, I should say. I'm sorry, it started with Cain. But they were in existence at the time of Christ. That's what they used to kill Christ. And what did they do? As long as they could get the government, meaning that at that time the Romans or the Roman government to kill Christ, then they could say, well, it wasn't the blood wasn't on their hands. They'd kill their own God. They would kill their Savior. And this was murder. There was a desire to murder him, and that's what they wanted. And they used the government to do that. And so just because we use the government does not mean that it's not murder. And so therefore, This is where we receive our first explanation of the Gadianton robbers and what they're after. And it is, and I will stress that the first thing they are after is power and authority. That is how they build their combinations, by power and authority. And I don't care if it's in government, it's in business, in anywhere it is, they call that, oh, this company has a lot of politics. And what is those politics? It means that men are combining to gain power. And any time you search for that power, you are a Gadianton robber. You do have that desire in your heart. And it is the way we do business in this world, is by combining together to gain power over others. And it can be right down to the point of using our flattering words as a salesman to gain power over the money or get the money out of another person. And then have the power in the society, and as we see in the church today, then people desire to have position in the church, so that they can say this is a position of power, so that people trust me, so that then I can use that to talk to other people, that they will then give me their money. And this is a desire for power, and it is a desire to rob. And this is the way of the Gadianton robbers. It is the way of evil. And it is it flourishes everywhere today, and it is not just my commentary saying this. I'm saying this because a prophet of the Lord, Ezra Taft Benson, made that absolutely clear, that all of us have done exactly as it says in the Book of Mormon, that we have joined with the Gadianton robbers. And we'll have that scripture later that he referred to. But we desire to do it the Gadianton robbers way, because we think that we prosper because of it.